Okay, how's it going? Of course, my name is I'm the guy that's going to be interviewing today. Can I start by your name? What's your name?
My name is
Okay, cool. With a name like that, I'm assuming you're female, but you, for the record, are you female?
I'm a female.
Okay, your ethnicity?
I am two or more races.
Which is?
I'm black. And then I have a little bit of Spaniard.
Okay, cool. Don't mind me. I would want you to kind of open up and give me some long-winded type answers.
That's okay.
Cool. What year were you born?
1984.
Okay.
Of April.
1984 of April. Okay. Mm-hmm. What sign would that make you?
I'm an Aries. Very feisty.
Okay. That's cool. That's what's up. We can talk We can possibly talk about that in a little bit. Let me see what else. Let me just go down the checklist right quick. What's your hometown?
Brooklyn, New York.
Okay. Brooklyn, New York. Stand by. Stand up. That's what I meant to say. I'm a little nervous.
Don't be nervous.
Okay. How many years have you been living in Atlanta, Georgia?
Just for 5 years.
Okay. Would you say you like it so far?
It's cool. It's all right. You know, nice place to stop before I go on my travels.
No, that's what's up. Education-wise, what's your highest level of education?
I did some college.
Okay.
Some college, but I didn't finish. And then I also went to cosmetology school for hairdressing and all things fashion and hair and nails, so, yeah.
Great, awesome. Job-wise, what's your occupation?
Right now, I'm working at which is to be changed soon. I'm looking to start working in the field of makeup, something that I love, so, yeah.
Okay, cool. How about you tell me a little about Ma and Pa Dukes?
Ma and Pa Dukes, okay. I grew up with my moms. My pops is from the same place. They're both from St. Vincent and the Grenadines. My mom has 4 sisters. My dad, I don't know too much about his side. All I know is he's black and from the Caribbean, and that's it. I didn't really grow up with him, so. Mommy grew up with her grandparents on her dad's side, which is where I get the Spaniards from. And, yeah, she grew up by herself away from her sisters. So, yeah, that's it. She's a Scorpio. I'm an Aries.
Cool. So what kind of passions you have right about now? What incites you?
I'm really excited about my YouTube channel that I just started. Which has a lot to do with health and beauty. A lot of things that I'm into is going to expand into cooking and different various things like that that I'm interested in. I'm interested in a lot of stuff. I like to draw. I like to do Photoshop, Adobe. I like to do graphics, like visual graphics. I also love just makeup, so that's what I'm trying to get into that field. Hair, I really love doing hair, but I feel like a lot of people does hair, so it's good to be multifaceted. I'm into video, like video editing and doing anything of that nature. Maybe that could take me somewhere into like movies or something like that. And cartoons. That very much want to do a voiceover for cartoons and stuff like that. So there's a lot of things that I'm interested in. It's not just one, so.
So, you would consider yourself maybe a creative,
artistic? Yeah, I'm creative, artistic, okay. Artsy, fartsy type person, geeky, or whatever y'all want to call it.
That's dope. That's what's up. Let's see. Let's talk about your friends. What type of people do you know you usually connect with?
I connect with go-getters, people that go after what they want, and they actually make it happen. You know, not just, you know, people that just talk all the time. Actually take your right foot and your left foot and you do what you're supposed to do to get there. I don't really consider a lot of people friends. I have a lot of associates because I feel like a friend is somebody that you should be able to call on and rely on in, like, the toughest times of your life. And if it's only for me to just party with you, that's not going to happen. Like, I need you to be somebody that I could learn from and you could learn from me, and you actually tell me about my mistakes and I tell you about your mistakes, all while still heading towards individual goals and just still, you know, helping each other and things like that. So that's the type of friends I have, and I could count them on one hand.
Yeah, same here, pretty much. So those friends that you was just mentioning, are they around in this area, back in New York, somewhere else?
Two of my friends that I would call really loyal, they're in New York. One just moved, I think, to Florida or something like that. Yeah, so she's gone. And then another young girl that I kind of mentor, and she's becoming a friend. She lives here. She's from New York, too. And the last person is my boyfriend. But I met him here. He's from here.
Okay. Speaking of boyfriend, what's your relationship to the person that's interviewing you at this present moment?
He's my boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Cool. He's my boyfriend and my best friend.
Okay, awesome. Awesome.
One of the five.
One of the five. Okay. Excluding me, I guess maybe one more of your recent friends. How did you meet them?
I met her at... She came in to get a job, and I was working there. She's a little bit younger than me, but we connected on the purpose of us both living in New York, even though she's from the Bronx. And, that's about it. She's cool, and her parents are from the Caribbean, too, but different. You know, they're from Jamaica, and my parents are from Samantha. So we could kind of, like, I don't know, connect on that part, and she's a go-getter like me. Need a couple kicks just because she's younger, but, you know, in the right direction, not actual kicks. But, like, yeah, I think that's why we connected, and that's where I met her.
Okay, so you mentioned one of your jobs being working at a store. How long were you working there for?
About a year and some months, probably like four months or so. I stopped counting.
Okay, cool. So, how do you get to work?
Usually, for me to get to work, I have to take an Uber. I take an Uber to work because I don't have a car right now. And I don't have my license, so I'm working on obtaining that license so I could then work on getting me a car. Because it's totally different. Like, in New York, you have your transportation train station. You don't need none of that extra stuff. Everything is kind of on your doorstep. And out here, you have to actually have a car to get from place to place because everything is so far out and expanded. But, yeah, that's what I use. And sometimes my sister will take me in. Sometimes you take me. My boyfriend will take me. So, you.
Cool. So, did you eat today? What you have for breakfast?
For breakfast, we did a dinner thing. We had, like, bow ties, linguine bow ties with tomato sauce, but we cut the peppers up and everything in there and added some spices and some butter. And then we also had corn on the cob and black beans with some onions and peppers in there as well, some spices. So it tastes really good. It filled me up.
That sounds good. I know it tastes good, too. I mean, but what... That's a pretty unique choice for a breakfast dish. I know, it, I mean, it's no time, like, the present to have a good meal or whatever, but is there a reason your dish is like that? Is it a particular diet you're in?
No. Okay. I'm a vegetarian.
Okay.
Vegetarian, not vegan. Vegans don't really eat, like, they don't drink milk, they don't do anything with dairy, and a lot anything that came from or started with an animal is no longer ate by a vegan, but I still occasionally do fish. I just stay away from meat, period, like chicken, you know, steak, hamburgers, those type of stuff. I stay away from those. And I just try to eat healthy and keep my body balanced.
What kind of prompted you to start eating, I guess, cleaner as a vegetarian more so?
I started being a vegetarian when I was in New York City, and I think it was because I was getting more aware of things that were happening with the animals. That's what first prompted it. Just, you know, machines that they stick down their throat so they could eat and give them their vitamins and all the estrogen that goes into animals and sometimes too much testosterone. And I believe that whatever an animal eats, we consume as well, because then they're killing them for us to eat them, which is, you know, the way God created it. But at the same time, it's like they're just putting way too much into the animal. They're not getting it from the earth anymore. Mm-hmm. It's like mass produced and nasty. So that's what kind of prompted me to do it. And then I never really was like a meat lover anyways. So it wasn't hard for me to like transition from basically just eating, you know, maybe hamburger once in a while to not having any meat at all. I'm a fish person, so.
Nah, cool, cool. Any, I guess, good, I wouldn't want to say the word side effect, but I guess benefits of coming from?
Your skin is much clearer.
Okay.
Your skin's much clearer. You feel you get more energy. You just feel lighter. And, like, it's okay, what can I equate it to is, like, when I do a mask on my face and it's just cleaning out all my pores and everything, and my face doesn't feel cloggy anymore, it's kind of like that. Like, you don't feel stuffed. Your stomach's not all protruding. You feel light and heavy, and you can have more meals a day than feeling like, I don't know, like Santa Claus, I guess. It just did so much better for my skin, and I don't feel as sick as I used to.
Okay.
From whatever was in my body.
Okay. Let's see. Let's switch the whole aura of the interview right now. What are some shows that you're interested in right now?
Let's see. I can't wait for Game of Thrones to come back out.
Oh, I love that. Love that show.
I love Game of Thrones. I cannot even remember what happened in the last season. I have to redo it. But I like that. I like Blackish.
Okay.
What's another show? Oh, Star, that new one from Lee Daniels. That's really good. I watched Power. I watched reality TV. I like Vanderpump Rules. What else? Love and Hip Hop. Sometimes I watch that. Not too much into this season. And what's another show I really? I like movies a lot though. Let me see. What's another show that I watch all the time? I can't remember. I know that I watch. Oh, I watch The Kardashians.
What do you find fascinating about watching The Kardashians?
I think I can only talk for myself, but I'm obsessed with all things hair and, like, eyebrows and stuff like that. And so I was watching them since season one. They came a long way. And I just like seeing them as a family getting that money together. That motivated me. And just the way they look. I think it's the thing about looks, because with girls, like, I know when I was little, I had thousands of Barbie dolls. But to you, they might have all looked the same, and to me, they didn't look the same. So I think that's our obsession with, like, the Kardashians. Like, they, yeah, people might think, like, they're fake or whatever. But, you know, they just look different. They look like dolls, like you're watching dolls on TV.
Yeah, a couple of them pretty cute.
They're cute, obviously. Yeah. I just like watching it. I know it might be not be all the way true or whatever. I don't really know, but I like watching it.
Nah, it's good to get some type of entertainment, you know. Gotta enjoy your life at times.
Mm-hmm. And then I also watched the Mariah Carey one that's on there. Got me to see her in a different light. Some lights I don't like, but
mm-hmm.
she's interesting. I like watching people on TV. I like to see interviews too, like on Oprah. Like when she's interviewing like people like John Legend, Will Smith. You kind of get wisdom from these type of people. So that's my channel I go to when I really want to learn somebody's background and why people think the way they do. And everybody's different. So it's good to, like, if there's a person you don't like, okay, like, I wouldn't say I don't like her, but because I don't know her. But, like, Miley Cyrus, like, the interview for me I don't think she interviewed her, but if she interviews her, I would get to see, like, why she does certain things, you know, what makes her tick as Miley Cyrus, because some things she does I might not agree with, and some things I do she might not agree with, but that's what makes us different, so I like the own channel.
Agree. Okay. Mm-hmm. So with, I guess, for some of these interviews, some of these people that you're checking out their stories and... Mm. I guess, you know, you can relate with some experience in your stories. How much do you think family affect a person's, you know, outcome, personality, character, all that different type of stuff?
I think that's the biggest, that's the, what's the word I'm looking for? That's the place where you learn how to do everything and how the world's going to treat you. And sometimes if you come from a dangerous background, you so used to seeing everybody like being violent with one another, you think that's the way it's, that everybody's household is, you know, because you don't have that perspective, you don't have that person telling you like, oh no, it's different other places and it's not like that or whatever. But I know I grew up with just like my mom, and I always lived with we all shared, like, a home. In New York City, you could have, like, 3 family homes. So, it would be, like, me and my mom, and then my aunt and her daughter and 2 sons and her husband. So, it's like I always had family members there, but not really. Like, I still knew I was the only child, but I called them my brothers and sisters. But, I don't know. I think I had more of a different upbringing than, say, like, somebody who was actually an only child. And they didn't have any siblings around. Like, I had the best of both worlds. Like, if I wanted to be by myself, I could be by myself. If I wanted to be around kids, I could be around kids. And it just showed me that I could be multifaceted and be friends and still be comfortable. And I always have somebody on my side. So, I don't know. And then my family's weird. So, I don't know. Yeah.
What kind of traditions do you remember having in your family, if any?
Traditions. Oh, sitting down for Thanksgiving dinner, we'd say what we were thankful for every year and how it was going to improve for the next year. What else? Food is big traditions in our house. So, like, we have macaroni pie. We have, like, the corn pie. We always have oxtail. Food brings us together. That's what I noticed with our family. Like, food and parties. Mm-hmm. So, that's mostly our traditions. We don't really do nothing major. Oh, and like my birthday is a tradition.
Okay.
I just like going to the movies and to eat.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, nothing like too extravagant until I get to travel, but I don't really do the whole birthdays thing. Maybe 1 year, but not anytime soon.
Do you plan on, you know, keeping these traditions alive with your own family that you started or whatever?
Definitely. But I want us to be closer. I want us to talk about, like, our day. And I want us to have, like, a positive word jar where, like, we write something positive every day. And then you put it in a jar. And then every Sunday we'll pull one out and read it. And I want to do something like that. I want to start funds, like saving funds for my kids so I can help them, you know, early on, start it early on so I can help them later on in life. And what else? I definitely want to have, like, a cooking thing, like, once a month where we can invite our friends and they can eat with us so we're not all into each other, you know, bring other people into our world. And just teach our kids to be loving towards one another as brother and sister, because me and my god sister and my god brother, my cousins, whatever you want to call them, we're kind of harsh towards one another. But I think that's a New York thing, but I'm going to teach them to be a little softer and nicer with each other.
That's nice. That's cool. So you got a real unique perspective coming from New York, living so many years, and also coming to Atlanta, living so many years. Atlanta is becoming like a melting pot of a lot of different types of variety of people. And we already know that was kind of New York's claim to fame as well. Tell me about growing up in neighborhoods in New York. What type of neighborhood were you growing up? have you grown up in?
When I was younger, I was living in that's part of Brooklyn. Do or Die, home of Biggie Smalls. And Jay-Z down a couple blocks and projects. And it was really bad around that time. So even though my grandmother had a home, my mom and her sister didn't really grow up with their mom. So to make the long story short, we ended up leaving. And we got our own spot in we moved to that's in Brooklyn too. And I grew up in that area for like 10 to 12 years, probably longer, can't really remember. But it's different seeing as everything is around the corner. Like if I come out the house, I don't gotta stay in the house all day. I go outside, the corner store is there, you got your shop, your shoes stores, you got your Duane Reade's, your Rite Aid's, your CVS's. It's just totally different. Like everybody's always outside playing on the block. It's just nice. It's just different. It's just a different feeling. Like, everything is right where you need it. Whereas out here, you come outside, all you see is your neighbors, or you're going to see is your neighbors. And if you come out the area, all you're going to see is the woods, unless you downtown or whatever.
Okay.
And there's no corner stores. Y'all have QTs. Mm-hmm. You need your car to go past the outside of your area, wherever that might be. And, yeah, everybody down here is about their home. They're not really more so about fashion. Up there, we about fashion, like, because you're walking all the time. You got to look fresh. You have to have your fresh sneaker on, your fresh outfit on. If you're a girl, your hair have to be done. Your nails got to be done. And you're not going to be get caught dead going in certain stores. I see people going in out here like it's nothing. So, yeah, we more about our clothes. Y'all more about, like, homes and stuff.
Okay, between, I guess, New York and your experience in Atlanta, which would you consider safer?
Safer? I guess I felt a little bit safer in New York. I think that's because I grew up there, though. Like, down here was something I seen on TV. And I feel like the houses are nice, but they kind of just right there, and anybody could just come into your joint. Whereas up there, like, everybody's connected. The houses are connected. So it's like they're not going to try you like how they try people out here, like just going in their houses, taking TVs and shit. Because we just so close-knitted up there. Even if we didn't want to be, that's just the way that it's built. So, yeah.
Makes sense. So it's a lot more crowded up there than in Atlanta.
I think it's the same. Well, no, yeah, it's crowded. It's crowded, but it doesn't have to. I feel like it's the same thing on a block radius type thing. It's the same amount of people. It's just that your neighbors are much closer. Like, okay, you step outside your porch, their porch is right there. Like, there's a gate dividing your porch and their porch. But when you come out and they stand there, you're going to say, hey. Mm-hmm. Versus out here, we have to wave across the street or wave next door. There's space in between your houses. So, I don't know. I don't think it's more crowded. I think it's the same amount of people, actually. It's just that everybody kind of is on the go in their own cars and stuff out here. So, you're not really going to bump into that many people unless you take the MARTA.
Okay, so in your neighborhood, let's say back in New York, did you go to a school that was close by, or did you have to go all the way across town or something?
Oh, no. My school was always in the vicinity.
Okay.
When I was in junior high, my school was across the street. All I had to do was cross the street and go to school. I think my mama did that on purpose. And then when I got to high school, I just had to walk up, let me see, like 5 blocks, and then we moved to another place, so I was walking just 10 blocks. But it was in the same type of zone area, like you had to go to your zone school. I think in high school you could go to other schools, but you had to have like a problem, or your parents just wanted you to go to an elite school or something like that. But we have zone schools just like out here. they were always in the area. Only one time, I think up from kindergarten to third grade, I was in, and that was over on Street, out of my neighborhood. But that was because I was in a Catholic school, and then she decided to change my school. And that's when I moved over to the school, public school, because she felt was I wasn't learning anything at the Catholic school. They was just taking the money.
Okay. So, what was your favorite school, I guess, in particular that you went to?
I didn't like school. Mm-hmm. I think my whole experience in school, I really loved kindergarten. Because we didn't do anything. We took naps.
Awesome.
Colored. And some people don't remember, like, kindergarten. But I remember it because I had a special needs teacher. Mm-hmm. She was a helper for my teacher was Indian. Mm-hmm. She looked like Pocahontas. That's all I can remember. And the special needs teacher, she was a little person. Mm-hmm. And her name was Miss. She was so nice. She was, like, the height of probably my knee. And I'm just 5 feet. She was up to like my thigh. She was tiny. Mm-hmm. She was so nice. She used to bring me candy all the time. So I really love kindergarten. Rest in peace, Miss. Mm-hmm. And then let's see. I really loved. I think that was sixth grade. I met this guy. He was my teacher. His name was Mr. Really on the hefty side. Rest in peace, Mr. Mm-hmm. But he really motivated us to be good people. It wasn't just about singing with him. It was more about, like, you know, getting to know you and love yourself as a person. So he motivated me. I really liked that class. That was a music class. And that made me have a love for music. And then, let's see. I don't think I had any favorites in high school.
What about some teachers you just couldn't stand?
Mr. and 211 couldn't stand his ass. Oh, my bad. My mom, she had to go up there and speak to him because he wouldn't let me sit in the front of the class. My glasses, I didn't have my glasses. I wear glasses to see the board. I would tell him every day I can't see, and then he'd be mad that I didn't turn in my work and stuff like that. But it's like I can't see, and then he told me he was not gonna put me in the front of the class. So she came up there and gave him a little 1-2 type of mama cursing type thing. And then I was in the front of the class the next day. Mrs. Mm-hmm. I think that was her name. She was a race. That was the first time I had to deal with racism in NYC. But she basically used to pick on certain people and tell us, like, oh, you're doing this, and I'm going to tell your parents you're doing this, and you weren't doing it. And I remember one time she told my mom I was in the class jumping on the desk, throwing my race, the races at her or something like that. And Mr. had to come and help me out and kind of tell my mom she needed to get me out of that class because she just don't like certain people. And when she got your mind on you, she ain't going to like you. So those are two people I had an awful experience with in school. But school just, it wasn't my thing. I wanted to get out and do what I wanted to do. But the crazy thing was I didn't know what exactly I wanted to do. So I was just always all over the place.
Did you have any favorite subjects?
English. I could write an essay like nobody's business. I used to help people write their essays because I was really good at it. It was just common sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Social studies. And then there was another class we used to take, and it taught us how to predict the weather. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the name of that class, but it was really fun. The teacher was really good. I can't remember his name, though. That was a really good class. What'd they call that? When you, with the weather?
Meteorology or something.
Something like that. Yeah, I really like that. And then I took drama class in college. That was fun and weird at the same time. I think I wasn't ready for it at that point. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't know that, like, in acting class, you have to act like a, like, get on all fours and act like a cat and do all type of stuff. And I was too concerned about how I was looking than to be focused on my craft. So that didn't last long.
So would that be considered, I know that's a course, but was there any other extracurricular activities in school?
In high school, no.
Okay.
I tried out for the track team, but I had some issues with pain in my leg and stuff. I guess that is genetics. I don't know. Uh-huh. And then I wasn't really into like cheerleading because I feel like I'm a leader, and the stuff that they were doing to the people who are auditioning, like it was some type of sorority, I was just not gonna pass that test. Like, so I kind of just stayed to myself. I didn't really do anything extracurricular in school. Didn't want to do it. Even when I was younger, and I would say, oh, I want to do tap dancing. And my mom would take me to tap dance class. And then when I realized she couldn't stay with me, I would cry. And then I just went home. So I just never was interested in anything. I'm a real clinger. I cling to my mom. Mm-hmm. And I cling to anything that I feel comfortable with. So whether that be my mom, my sister, somebody close. And if they're not with me, I have an issue. So, yeah.
Definitely a clinger. Definitely a clinger. what'd you call again? Let's see. Go a little bit deeper, because usually a lot of people, when they come to Atlanta for about 5 years, they become ATLians, and they kind of adapt the flavor and the swag. But you,
I don't want to adapt your flavor and swag.
You really holding on to this NY, you know, dialect and
culture. I don't know how to pick up your dialect. Like, I don't really hang out with Atlanta people like that. Not, there's no offense to any person that's from Atlanta, but I just haven't come across like somebody that I could relate to and understand why, you know, Atlanta women act the way they do. And so the few I have met, I don't mess with them like that, because I don't know, it's clashing. Like, their views and my views. So,
go deeper. Like, what's the difference? Like, you can tell somebody from New York by the way they walk or they talk?
No, because I don't know. Like, I'm picky with my friends in general in New York City, so. When I came out here, I met one girl. She was from New York, and she lived out here for, like, over 10 years or something like that. But to me, she was more into, like, the guys with the cars, and if they ain't got no money, they ain't got to talk to her, and, like, things like that. And I'm not saying there's not girls like that in New York, because they are, and I didn't hang out with them there either. Okay. So it just depends on, for me, energy and where your opinions lie. Like, I'm not going to not be a friend because you want a guy with money or whatever. But if that's all you're concerned about and I see you not working for something for yourself, that's how I choose my friends. And I think that's the difference between me, a New York person, and them, an ATL person. I just haven't found that right Atlanta person that, okay, you know, I want to hang out with besides you.
True.
And I can't lose this accent if I feel like I was there my whole life. I came out here when I was like 28 or something like that. So my accent is stuck. It's not going nowhere. I'm not trying to pick up no other accent unless I go to London or something like that.
Okay. Nah, that's fair. But I know you're at least able to decipher some of the lingo and the language that Atlanta people use. What are some that you're familiar with? That you just know Atlanta people use all day, every day.
Bruh.
So you're stating that bruh came from Atlanta. I think bruh came from Atlanta too.
Bruh came from Atlanta.
Bruh is nationwide, worldwide right about now too.
What else y'all say? Finna.
Finna? Oh, okay. That's Atlanta.
I'm finna go to the store.
Stove.
Y'all say Screet.
Screet with a K up in there.
Y'all say Merry Christmas.
Krima, okay.
When I used to come out here on vacation, I used to hear a lot more, like, it had more, a lot of, like, ATLians walking around, like, hey, yo, shawty, can I talk to you for a minute or whatever, like, lay high at you for a second, shawty, some shit like that.
You got any funny stories about, you know, language, or I guess some ATL guys trying to holler at you?
I only remember that one time when my friends was following, what's his name, Masterpiece son?
Lil Romeo.
Yeah, they was following him, and I felt like that was weird. That's a lot of stuff people do out here that's weird, too. Mm-hmm. So they following him in these stores in Lenox Mall. Mm-hmm. And I know he saw them following him, so when they finally caught up to him, I just went up the escalator.
You're too cool, you know? For that, huh?
Yeah, because I wasn't interested in even meeting him, like. So he kind of was looking up and laughing and waving. Mm-hmm. You know, instead of paying attention to them and taking a picture. Oh, and I also met Shaq, but he's not from out here. So.
But he out here all the time. He got to work out here. So many different.
Yeah, I met Shaq. He told me he liked my lipstick.
Okay. My girl turned down Shaq. That's what's up. We got that on.
It was good. Asked me what I'm doing later. That day I was actually going on my interview and I got the job. Hey.
Okay.
And let's see, what's the when I used to work at Birthday Bash, all them, like, you know, Lenox Mall was like the spot. I guess that's where they have like the little concert or whatever, because mm-hmm. I don't know about it. And a lot of guys would walk through and be like, "Oh, what's happening, Shawty? Can some people for a second put my phone in?" I'm like, "Nah, like, I ain't taking no bus to come meet you. Mm-hmm. I'm not getting on no train.
Yeah.
You better have a car, like." First of all, I don't even want to get in your car. Like, I don't even know you like that. I don't even know how I hooked up with you.
Yeah.
Because I was just afraid. It's too much, like, woods, trees, like, places to bury people out here. Like,
I mean, I'm a pretty good-looking, suave player-ass nigga. Oh, yeah. So, you know, that's probably why you hooked up with me.
No. I had to pray on it.
And I got a nice aura, so you probably peeped that.
Yeah, you did. You had good energy.
Let's see. What about Atlanta music? Who you feeling right now? Because I know the radio just played about 4 or 5 of the same songs over.
Atlanta music. I like listening to your beats.
Okay.
.com.
Okay, check that out. Plug. Shameless plug. But what about other mainstream artists right now?
Mainstream. I don't think I listen to anybody from Atlanta.
About Young Thug.
I listen to Young Thug sometimes if you're on the radio, and it depends on if the song was playing so much on the radio that is now part of my subconscious. So I put it on my iTunes. I like T.I. I don't listen to him every day, though. I listen to this guy named Black.
Okay. I heard of him. How you spell his name?
It's like a 6.
LACK. Okay.
He's really good. I like this girl called Her. Hers is H.E.R. And who else is my favorite? Oh, Chrisette Michelle. I just downloaded her last album. It's really different from her other ones. I listen to a lot of different stuff.
What about Migos, Bad and Bougie?
Yeah, when it's on the radio, but I didn't download it.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know. And then you got to remember, like, 30, 34.
Okay.
Like, if I really want to play with my, you know, my boyfriend or my friends or whatever, mm-hmm. in the car, then I'll probably put some on and do a little dance. But mm-hmm. it's not part of my playlist. Like, I don't keep people's names. Mm-hmm. Daniel Caesar, he's really good. Maybe he's from Atlanta. I don't know. I listen to Drake, Rihanna.
Great choices.
Beyonce, when she drops anything, I kill it, so then I can't listen to it anymore. Mariah Carey. I still listen to Naughty by Nature, Queen Latifah.
Classics.
Brandy, Tupac, mm-hmm. Biggie Smalls, Jay-Z.
Okay.
Those type of people. I didn't really pick up anybody from Atlanta yet. I used to listen to Jermaine Dupri mm-hmm. when he was, like, hot back then. And then, who else? I like Missy Elliott. I always listen to all her songs.
You seem like a real music head, real music junkie.
Yeah.